A reading from the first letter of St. Paul to Timothy. Beloved, first of all, I ask that supplications, prayers, petitions, and thanksgivings be offered for everyone, for kings and for all in authority, that we may lead a quiet and tranquil life in all devotion and dignity. This is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wills everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of the truth. For there is one God, and there is also one mediator between God and men, the man Christ Jesus, who gave himself as ransom for all. This was the testimony at the proper time. For this I was appointed preacher and apostle. I'm speaking the truth, I'm not lying. Teacher of the Gentiles in faith and truth. It is my wish, then, that in every place the men should pray, lifting up holy hands without anger or argument. The word of the Lord. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. Hear the sound of my pleading when I cry to you, lifting up my hands toward your holy shrine. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. The Lord is my strength and my shield. In him my heart trusts and I find help. Then my heart exalts, and with my song I give him thanks. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. The Lord is the strength of his people, the saving refuge of his anointed. Save your people and bless your inheritance. Feed them and carry them forever. Blessed be the Lord, for he has heard my prayer. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. When Jesus had finished all his words to the people, he entered Capernaum. A centurion there had a slave who was ill and about to die, and he was valuable to him. When he heard about Jesus, he sent elders of the Jews to him, asking him to come and save the life of his slave. They approached Jesus and strongly urged him to come, saying, "He deserves to have you do this for him, for he loves our nation, and he built the synagogue for us." And Jesus went with them. But when he was only a short distance from the house, the centurion sent friends to tell him, "Lord, do not trouble yourself, for I am not worthy to have you enter my roof. Therefore I did not consider myself worthy to come to you, but say the word, and let my servant be healed. For I too am a person subject to authority, with soldiers subject to me. And I say to one, go, and he goes, and to another, come, and he comes. And to my slave, do this, and he does it." When Jesus heard this, he was amazed at him, and turning, said to the crowd following him, "I tell you, not even in Israel have I found such faith." When the messengers returned to the house, they found the slave in good health. The Gospel of the Lord. And today we're first of all brought with Jesus to a person who is not a Jew, but a person who's outside the faith, but has helped the Jews. And this man has such great faith that when Jesus encounters his servants, his friends, he says, "I have never seen such faith in all of Israel." And then we get to the first reading, and Paul tells us that we need to pray for our people in authority, for the kings. And it's an amazing, because eventually these kings would kill him. But the reality, he says, this is God's will, that you pray for people in authority. So first of all, that means we should be praying for our president, our leaders, whether we agree with them or not. That ain't what it says. It doesn't say if they're good people and if they're doing what you think is right, then pray for them. It doesn't say that. It says you are to pray for them. This is God's will thing, because this is good and pleasing to God our Savior, who wants everyone to be saved and come to the knowledge of his truth. Huh? So again, if God's will is for everyone to be saved, everyone to be saved, everyone to be saved, that must be our will too. So what are we doing about it? Are we praying for the lost, or are we judging the lost? Are we praying for everyone to come to Jesus? Are we praying God gets those people that aren't doing his holy will? As I said to my mother, and I've told you a million times, once she said to me, "You know, if that person's going to heaven, I don't want to be there." And I said, "Don't worry, mother, you won't." The reality is that we all must be people who want everyone in heaven. the way God does. Do we do that? And are we praying for that? May each of you know his will today and forever. Amen. Let's stand and pray. We pray as always.